genre. Happy holidays! Welcome to Underdog Comics. Someone will be right with you. Can someone else get that? I am elbow deep in trades over here.
Sorry. They were on sale.
Oh, please. This is great. A few weeks ago, I would have killed for the shop to be this busy. And I'd kill for someone to answer the phone. Please?
Thank you for calling Underdog Comics. How can I help you? No, we do not have Magic the Gathering tournaments. We didn't have them last week. We probably won't have them next week. Okay, Marcus, if it's such a great idea, why don't you host it, huh? Oh, seriously? Okay, come by the shop later. We can talk about it. Hey, so I guess we host Magic tournaments now.
That's one way to deck the halls. Am I right?
Come on!
You're a bad person for saying that out loud.
I'm a brave person for saying that out loud. You were all thinking it. Speaking of which, I should go find my magic cards and put a new deck together.
Stay at your post! We have customers!
We always have customers! It's insane!
It seems that with Monopoly Comics closing its doors, we're filling a necessary hole in the market.
I'm practically working full time. Between that and finals, I've barely had time for anything important, like end of the semester parties.
Yeah. Sometimes I almost miss when this place was empty and we could do whatever we wanted.
We're all making sacrifices. I'm not super hyped about playing Christmas music 24/7, but it's what the people want, so Jewish or not, I'm giving it to them. That'll be $84.95, sir.
Here you go, and happy Hanukkah.
Aw, thanks.
Good news, everyone. We found the Christmas decorations.
Who wants to help us put them up?
That's what you two have been doing this whole time?
Sorry, I guess we got distracted. Is Lorelai still outside doing Christmas lights?
Yeah, I haven't heard from her in a while. I'm sort of afraid to look.
Maybe I should go check on her, see if she needs any help.
Oh, no. You two are dangerous together. Besides, I think we can let the electrical engineering genius hang a few lights. That's not a good sound.
Lorelai fell off the roof!
Quick, Min, just like with Dad!
Lorelai, do you need a beer?
Sorry, everyone. The power surge reset our systems. Is anyone paying with cash? Yeah, didn't think so.
Lorelai, do you need to go to the hospital?
How humiliating. Falling off a roof, hanging Christmas lights. Oh, I'm turning into a daft old culture before I'm 35 and I'm not yet, by the way.
You said you knew how to do whatever it is you were doing up there.
I think. I may have overloaded the circuit a wee bit with, you know, the animatronics.
Animatronics?
Just some simple ones.
Not to freak anybody out, but there's a guy outside walking towards the store in a Santa suit.
Is it a Christmas-themed villain? I am in just the right mood for a Christmas-themed villain.
Oh, no. It's worse. Much worse.
Ho, 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 you filthy animals.
Joel, there are children in the store. Whatever you're planning to do, I just want you to know there are children in the store.
Relax, the suit isn't for you guys. It's for McKinney City SantaCon. Or it would be if McKinney City had a SantaCon. Turns out I just befriended a group of mall Santas on lunch break at a Mexican restaurant. One of them asked me to cover his shift for him, so I bailed because kids are the worst. Point is, I was full on ready to party, and it didn't happen. Now I got a lot of pent-up party energy to blow, so we should party. Soon.
That could be fun.
As long as there's plenty of eggnog, spiked cider, hot toddies to go around, I'll be there with jingle bells on.
A Christmas party? Hard pass.
Holiday party. Strictly non-denominational. You're welcome, Alan.
It's not just me.
Hi, my last name is Markowitz.
Don't mind Little Miss Grinch over here. She's had it in for Christmas since we were kids.
Whatever, I just don't get people losing their minds over it.
Me, on the other hand, I love Christmas. In fact, I love Christmas so much, I got all my shopping done weeks ago.
What? I haven't even started. How did you have time for that? We're always here.
Well, I was gonna have Victor order stuff online for me, but he's, you know, so Yeah. I got everybody's stuff from the shop.
Oh, come on, you.
What's this guy's name again? He sucks.
What? Come on, look around us. We work at the coolest place in the city. I'd love to get anything from here.
Yeah, but the thing with gifts is that they're more about what the other person would love.
Fine, I guess I'll just have to go to the mall or whatever. Ugh, this is the worst.
Hello?
What? I thought you said to be ready at 6. Sorry, I'm at work. I'll be right there.
Okay, so I have to leave right now to get stuff for Hanukkah tonight.
Yes, I can't wait.
Gretch has some really cool stuff planned, guys.
8 days of really cool stuff.
Sounds intense, but I'll be there.
Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, bonus Christmas!
That's not what it's called, but okay. Bye, see you all tonight.
All right then. Who wants to help me get this roof display fired up?
I'll tell you what I told Elon Musk when he asked me to dig those tunnels. As long as I can get liquored up first, I'll do whatever you want.
Well then, happy bloody Christmas!
Dueling Genre Productions presents Geek by Night, Holiday Special 2018. Written by Scott Corelli, Nick Jimenez, and Cassandra Fredrickson.
Oh no, they're early. Oh, I wanted all the food to be done before they got here.
Gretch, everyone will be cool with hanging out and waiting for a while. I mean, that's kind of mostly what a party is.
The DVD box set has arrived. And I found these guys along the way too, I guess.
Glad to know where we rank in your list of priorities.
Aw, come on, I was kidding. You guys know I was kidding, right? I need verbal confirmation on this.
Okay, it smells amazing in here. You guys know that thing where you're not hungry at all and then boom, you just really need to eat right now?
I don't know if that's healthy at all.
Well, it happens to me all the time.
See? Genius boy gets it.
What I don't get is why we're marathoning the Harry Potter movies. Are those about Hanukkah? I mean, Christmas happens like all the time in these things.
It's something I started back in college. Not being able to light candles in the dorms really put a damper on a holiday that's literally all about light. Plus, there's 8 of them, so it was pretty much perfect. And then when I met Elliot and Gretchen, it just kind of became our thing.
And it makes sense, you know? Triumph of light in times of darkness, succeeding despite insurmountable odds.
Well, this will certainly be an educational night for me, since I've never celebrated Hanukkah or seen a Harry Potter movie.
What?
But you've read the books, right?
Oh, of course. But I had to do it in secret, I'm afraid. Father didn't want me reading fantasy. He said it took focus away from the real world.
Ah, well, at least he prepared you for this gritty, fact-based reality we all occupy.
Who's hungry? I made plenty of food, and I want it gone by the end of the night.
Whoa, Gretch, how did you have the time to do all of this? The latkes look perfect. I always end up burning mine, and then the smoke detector goes off for like a million years.
Oh, you know, you make mistakes, you learn from them. Come on, let's light the candle and get our potter on. No, please forget that last part.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvaso v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Hanukkah.
I can't believe they don't even mention Peeves. He's integral to the series going forward.
Is he, though?
Yes. Peeves is one of my favorite characters from the books.
Wait, what? Remus Lupin exists, and you pick the Poltergeist as your favorite. He's a dick.
Whoa, 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 you're both wrong. Hagrid is the real MVP. He never gets the respect he deserves.
Well, at least Hagrid made it into the movies.
Gretchen, the food was amazing. And I love that your menorah is shaped like Godzilla.
Thank you! See? I've been saying this for years. It looks like a kaiju.
Which I assume is a stupider, nerdier way to say Godzilla.
Thanks for hosting again this year, Gretch. Night one was an epic success.
I'm just glad that everyone had fun.
All exams have been cancelled.
Whoa, wait. Pause the movie. What's wrong? Right there. The extra sitting at the Ravenclaw table right behind Emma Watson. Is that?
Oh my god.
Oh man, no way, that is amazing!
That definitely looks like her. I guess we'll have to ask tomorrow at the shop.
No way, I need to settle this right now. I'm calling her. Hey, Lorelai. Oh no, everything's fine. Listen, random question.
Were you in Chamber of Secrets?
It's totally her! Lorelai, why is your hair so short?
Hey, you doing okay? You look tired.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. It's nothing, it's just a food coma. I can only eat so many donuts in one night. You having fun?
Would it be too cheesy to say, always?
Yes, but only because I personally find Snape creepy and problematic.
Wandless magic is incredibly difficult to do, and this random guy for 2 seconds is just casually stirring his coffee? Who is this random person? I need answers.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't exactly get time travel right either. I love you, JK, but your girl has notes.
Are these homemade pretzels shaped like menorahs?
And the dip is in a bread bowl shaped like the Triwizard Tournament. Nope, not the tournament. The trophy. God damn it.
Okay, let's get you to bed.
The napkins have little Marauder's maps on them.
I drew them each by hand. That was really loud, sorry.
Dear God. Thanks for another great night, guys. It was seriously perfect.
How have you been able to pull this off?
It's not house elves, is it? Yeah, I realize it doesn't get covered in the movies, but it's, again, kind of integral to Hermione's journey as a character, so...
Oh, it's nothing, really. Everybody just help yourself. There's plenty to go around. Let's keep this train a-rolling. Choo-choo, choo-choo.
Hey, Gretchen, your favorite part's about to come on, with Harry and Hermione slow dancing.
Do you want us to pause?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll be right there.
This doesn't even happen in the books.
Shh. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I have to do it again. Oh, God. I have to do it again.
Gretch, hun. We can clean it up.
No. It's my fault, and it shouldn't have happened. God, why didn't it work?
Babe, it's okay. It's just a glass.
No, it's not okay. It has to be perfect. I'm so tired.
Yeah, we noticed. You've been sleeping since they buried Dobby.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. I can't do it anymore.
What?
I've been going back. Every day I've been going back. I give myself more time. I fix things. I make everything perfect like it needs to be. And I've done it all week.
You've been using your powers this whole time?
Oh my god, no wonder you look like you're about to pass out.
Gretchen, you didn't have to-
This is all I have left, Elliot. You are all I have left. All I want to do is call my mom, and to ask her for advice, and to just hear her voice. But I can't. Because I disappeared off the face of this planet for the better part of a year. And what am I even supposed to tell them? I was kidnapped by my boyfriend who was sent back in time by myself in the future to make sure I get time travel powers? They think I'm dead! So I thought, hey, if I keep myself busy with this, I could forget about that horrible mess for a couple of hours every night and maybe everything could feel normal again, you know? Take control of my life and hopefully prove to you guys that I belong here.
Belong here?
With all of you. That I'm not just somebody's girlfriend you feel obligated to hang out with.
Gretchen, I don't want to speak for everyone else here, but I've never felt obligated to hang out with you.
Yeah, you're actually really cool for someone who's into Elliot.
That's a low blow, but yeah, I agree with Mindy, and I'm sorry that I wasn't paying closer attention to how you were doing.
Gretchen, even if the Harry Potter movies were largely disappointing, these past 8 days have been absolutely incredible and something I will always remember. Thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Aw, Simon, that's so... Wait. Largely disappointing?
And I think that's my cue to leave. Happy Hanukkah, everyone!
God, this is madness beyond madness. It's all just one giant line. How the hell am I supposed to find stuff for everybody when I can't even see the stores?
I'll have you know I've never been treated this way inside a Mexican restaurant in my life. Certainly not in America.
Max Carmichael? What the hell are you doing in a Santa suit? Is this all part of some big dumb plan of yours to get your empire back?
I wish. I'm just looking for some cash to get me through the end of the year. Billy finally closed the last of the Monopoly Comics locations, and I have no more sources of income left. So now I am Max Carmichael, Mall Santa.
Yeah, it doesn't feel too good for someone to take away your job, huh, Carmichael?
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. With my recent humbling, I've begun to reconsider the brashness of my actions this past year. Perhaps someday I can even start making up for it.
Tell you what, you can start by showing me around this nightmare escape. I'm looking for a store called Lush. Anita texted me that Mindy likes something called bath bombs.
That was basically gibberish to me, but I know a store with that name that is located upstairs. I could take you there. I'm still on my break.
Thanks. I do not want to wander around this place. It might absorb and consume me.
Perk of the job, my friend. Everybody moves for Mall Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! And the jolly Saint me. Make way for Kris Kringle and his good friend, Jeffrey.
Hey, cool with the good friend stuff. This is an uneasy alliance at best.
Ooh, I have an idea. In exchange for leading you through this capitalist labyrinth, why don't you cover for me as Mall Santa this afternoon? If I hear one more miserable brat beg me for a Detective Gritty doll, I will simply scream!
Detective what now? Okay, forgive me, I'm recently old. I don't know what stuff is anymore.
You know Detective Gritty. It's from the recent animated series about the mascot for the Philadelphia Flyers solving occult-related crimes with his kid sidekick Chip Williams. Oh, it is the hot toy of the season.
Oh, you're serious.
Indeed. There isn't a child in McKinney City who isn't hoping to find a Detective Gritty resting gently under their tree.
So if I cover your shift as Mall Santa, you'll escort me around so I don't have to deal with the crowds?
Well, that's the long and short of it. I offered it to another gentleman earlier today, but then he went to the bathroom and he never came back. Terrible Santa. Didn't even have a beard. Man alive, this crowd is enormous.
Oh man, is this just to get into the toy store?
All awaiting a fresh arrival of Detective Gritty dolls, no doubt.
Ah, you got it, pal. And if anyone gets in the way of me and one of those awful little monsters, oh, so help me God, I will destroy both of your families. You got that?
Come on, Max. There's no way we're getting around these maniacs.
Ah, you forget, Jeffrey. I've been employed at the mall all season. I've learned a few shortcuts. Right this way, friend of friends. Out of sight, out of mind.
Hold on, Max. I smell something suspicious.
Oh, right, your super senses. I honestly forgot that those were your powers.
Let's see. Mountain Dew Baja Blast and Cool Ranch Doritos.
Well, the GameStop break room is close by, but I'd hardly call that suspicious.
I sense something. A presence I've not felt since...
Hey, where are you going? We should stay together.
Max, stop right here.
Why are we hiding behind this corner?
Look up ahead. Somebody's tied up those toy store employees.
Duck! I see people coming.
Man, these gritty things are heavy.
Let's get these loaded onto the truck.
Devil's advocates! That means the ire can't be far away. We have to stop them. You make a distraction while I find an opening to get a jump on these clowns.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey, but I can't do that.
What? Why not?
Because he's working for me.
The ire? Where did you come from?
You were right, Gibson. I wasn't far away. What with Max leading you right to me, of course.
And to think for a hot second I actually thought you had changed.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey. I told you, times are hard right now. I need income. When I saw an opportunity to steal the Detective Gritty dolls, I knew only a friend like the Ire could help carry out the deed.
Cool. So why get me involved?
When Max spotted you coming into the mall, he knew we had to get you out of the way, so he took you straight here to us.
And what kind of operation are you running this time, Ire?
Pretty cut and dry, really. I steal McKinney City's last shipment of the most ravenously sought-after toy of the season, resell them at massive markup, and get rich off desperate parents.
You cold-hearted monster. Parents work hard all year so they can blow their money on stupid crap their kids don't really need. and you're just gonna exploit that? That's a new low.
Let me guess, Gibson. You're the kind of gullible pleb who actually tears up at the end of Christmas movies, who thinks people are just a little bit kinder this time of year.
You bet your ass I am.
Christmas is a joke, super freak. Ancient religious tyranny dolled up and resold for commercial gluttony. I'm just smart enough to make a buck off it myself.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Tape this loser up and throw him in with the toy store employees. Max, make yourself useful and keep an eye on our guests, will you?
I suppose that's better than loading up these trucks with heavy boxes. Come on, Jeffrey, let's not make this harder than it has to be.
Let's get a move on, people! We move out in 20!
You know what the funniest part of all this is, Max?
I don't think any of this has been funny at all.
The funniest part is that I know what a wet little noodle you are.
Now, you cut that out before I tape your mouth shut like these other poor devils. Yes. Poor, poor devils.
I'm serious, man. You know, earlier this year, I actually used to lose sleep worrying about you. I guess I got it in my head that you were our big bad, some scary, all-powerful mastermind. But you're not even a bully, you're just a bum trying to do the least amount of work possible. And coming from me, that's saying something.
Listen here, I may have fallen on some hard times, Buster, but this isn't who I really am.
Then prove it, Max. It's never too late to try something different. There's always a better way.
Easy for you to say. You haven't been reduced to criminality and violence.
Dude, are you kidding me? I've done all kinds of bad stuff. I can be a serious jerk sometimes, to my best friends even. But they forgive me, and they pretend to forget. And I think the reason they do it is they can see I'm trying really hard to change. Sometimes that's all it takes.
Boy, you really do believe in all this Christmas spirit stuff, don't you?
Honestly, probably a little too much.
All right, fine. I suppose Mother would be heartbroken if she found out I was involved in a robbery on Christmas. I mean, or any robbery. Here, let's get you out of that tape.
I knew it! I knew I couldn't trust one of you super freaks to turn on your own! None of you can be trusted!
Don't worry, boss. We'll take out the big guy dressed like Santa first.
Yeah, then his freak friend with the super nose.
Hey, I have more than that. All of my senses are super.
Do you ever use any of the others?
Yes. I don't know. Shut up.
I have a better idea. Why don't both of you twerps go home, turn yourselves into the police, and forget any of this ever happened?
I mean, a couple of those things kind of cancel each other out, but okay, sounds great.
I can't wait to spend Christmas behind bars with no memory of how I got there.
Get back here, you weak-minded sheep!
Here's a dollar, my angry little friend. Why don't you go join them?
Ha! Nice try, Santa. I'm like a Toydarian. Your mind tricks don't work on me.
I don't understand. If you work at the toy store already, then why did you need my help?
Leave him alone, Ire. You and I are overdue for a rematch.
Oh. My. God. Are those?
Rey and Kylo Ren's lightsabers. Figured it was appropriate.
You are such a white knight, SJW! That lightsaber doesn't even belong to Rey!
Dude, get over it.
Jeffrey, over here!
Hold on, Max. This guy fights like a mongoose on cocaine.
It's how I've stayed alive this long.
Well, I hope you like Funko Pops, you jabroni.
Oh, look. A gold baby Groot. Those are collectible.
Shh. Only dreams now.
Max, I think he has a concussion. Untie the employees while I call an ambulance. And the cops.
You got it, partner.
Get the thing out of here! Get out of here!
Hold on, miss. I'll get you freed in a second.
We have to get those toys unloaded. The parents are gonna break through the windows.
Not to worry, miss. Nothing bad can happen with Santa on the job. Oh. Oh my, you weren't kidding.
Detective Gritty! Oh, he's so beautiful! Thank you, oh sweet God, I can finally rest.
Thank you, you saved my life. I don't know what I would have done without you.
It's all good. We dealt with those punks before.
What? Oh, no, I meant helping me get these Gritty dolls out to the customers. That other stuff? What are you gonna do?
Huh. Being thanked for something feels nice.
You came through in the end, Max. I won't forget that.
And everything else?
And probably won't forget that either.
Fair enough.
I better get going. I still have shopping to do.
Of course.
Merry Christmas, Max.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, wait! You were supposed to cover my shift!
Joel, I think we picked too big a Christmas tree. The star on top's gonna graze the ruddy ceiling.
No such thing as too big a Christmas tree, Lore. Now come on, I'm holding the ladder steady. Well, as steady as I can with all the bourbon we've been drinking. All day. Every day. Party time. Excellent. What are we talking about?
I'm getting pine needles all over my brand new blazer. I'm gonna look like a galoot when everyone comes around for the party.
It'll be fine. Look at this place. We got the whole shop fixed up. Punch bowl in the back, lights all around the bookshelves. We've even got those weird chain link things made out of construction paper.
Well, that's the star on top of the tree then. And it's bloody well staying there since it's wedged into that ceiling tile. I reckon we still have a bit before the kids are back from the pictures. A man that can talk to fish. What will they think of next?
Hey, you know, we're pretty good at this party stuff. It's been a while since I felt like I was being used to my full potential, you know? Feels good.
Aye, reminds me of my days at boarding school. All the girls knew not to miss a Lorelei party, even if it meant getting caught after hours. We funny story, actually.
Did someone just throw a snowball?
Oi! You best skedaddle off before I give you a swift kick to the bahookie, which is what I call it when I kick someone in the bahookie!
It's me, Cosmo. Let me in.
Let all of us in. It's actually snowing outside and I'm not even wearing layers.
Should have borrowed one of my jackets.
All your clothes smell like cigarettes and coffee.
All your clothes smell like butt and the devil.
Please, for the love of God, I need a break from this.
And we need a break from you. Every time I have to deal with you overachievers, everything goes south and somebody calls the cops. That cannot happen tonight. Everyone's gonna be here soon for a Christmas party.
Please, I just need something from inside my old office. I left it here before I sold the shop. I'll be in and out, 2 minutes.
Right, in and out. Maybe a coffee.
I need to use the bathroom.
No. I see where this is going. You people are trouble catnip. I let you in for a second, it'll ruin the whole night. Not happening.
Come on, man. Where is your Christmas spirit?
Fine. If it's so important, just you come in then.
But I'm cold. And I have to pee.
You know what? Here. One Santa Claus hat and a coat. Barely worn.
Do you expect me to wear this or pee on it?
That's your call, sister. Maybe both? Who cares? Cosmo, let's go. In and out, pal.
Okie dokie.
No, Cosmo, wait!
How sensitive is this thing?
Wait, why did you get electrocuted? Hey, who electrocuted this guy?
It's these stupid implants Charlie put into us when we joined the team. If we get too far away from each other, we get a shock to the system, and not the fun kind.
Believe me, it hurts. It also hurts when you try to pull them out of someone, like when they're asleep, for example.
If it had worked, you wouldn't have cared.
Definitely not a fan of the short, sharp shocks. I guess we'll all have to come in.
No, sorry, everybody. No room at the inn.
What are you even looking for?
Lorelei, we cannot let these knuckleheads distract us. We still got a party to get ready for, and I don't want to mess it up!
What are you on about? I thought tonight was just, you know, a harmless, slow states caper for the both of us.
Think about it. We've both done nothing but screw up this year. We lost our companies. We screwed up our personal relationships. We're sleeping in a comic book shop. I am not going to let this party be just one more thing I screw up before New Year's. This is the night we turn it around.
I had a dead brilliant year. I created superheroes. I went to Paris Fashion Week on accident. I left with a different date than I went with. I'm killing it.
Don't blow smoke at me, Lore. I do it all the time. I can see right through it.
Let us in before I blow the doors off. What are we even asking for permission anyway? We're not vampires, and they don't have powers. We can do whatever we want. Besides, they've probably been day drinking.
Hey! It's a holiday!
What's your excuse every other day?
All right, shop's closed, folks. Move along.
You don't understand. I need it. I can't have Christmas without it.
Better start some new traditions, big guy. Well, glad that's over. You want a bourbon? I'm making a bourbon.
I've got a bad feeling, Joel.
Whatever those Bampots are after, they won't be giving up so easily.
You're right. You're so right. Let's lay out traps. Yeah, we'll go full Kevin McAllister on these dinguses.
That's pure dead brilliant!
Thank you.
The Daubers are probably sneaking in through the back door as we speak.
Oh, hammer through the roof! He's breaking in through the roof!
I just decorated that roof, you bastard!
I'm not leaving here without my... Damn it. Would you two get up here?
This one kind of seems personal, Cosmo. On second thought, Princess, you mind giving me a lift up to the roof?
So sorry. This flight is booked.
Oh, come on! You know I hate climbing. I have weak arms. I was a soccer kid. Stupid Madison. Who looks good wearing a Santa suit?
And there's the energy blast. Should we run? We should run, right?
Absolutely not. It's like you said, mate. We got to prove to everyone that we're not just a couple of jokes. The line must be drawn here. This far. No further.
This is our house. We have to defend it.
Crap! I need to charge again. Why are my powers being so weird?
My energy blasts are fizzling out. Cosmo, if I caught something from you, I will punch your heart into the sky!
Oh yeah, made it to the roof. No ladder. Queen of the castle, baby! Oh no!
Ah! Hey, who tipped over the shelves like this? They put shelves all around us. We're boxed in!
That's right, power people! You're trapped in here with us. Light it, Joel!
Are you insane? You're gonna burn this place down just to keep us out?
It won't burn the shop. Just the circle of shelves that surrounds you now.
That's not how fire works, you maniac!
Lorelei, you said that's how fire works.
Technically, I said that's how fire should work.
Burning alive on Christmas Eve. My grandmother was right.
Please, just go into my old office. In the closet, there's a box labeled Dad's Stuff, and inside there's a sweater.
A sweater? What are you on about?
A Christmas sweater with Frosty the Snowman on it. My dad wore it every Christmas when he'd pass out gifts to me and my mom. When my dad died, I started wearing the sweater every Christmas, even though I never had kids.
Why would you keep something like that at work?
Because this was his shop before mine, and I lost it like I lost everything Dad ever gave me, but not the sweater, not on Christmas. It's the only thing of his I have left.
Quick, Joel! Help me grab these blankets. We've got to put out the fire.
But what will we sleep on?
I'm a billionaire. I will buy you new blankets. Move!
Ugh, come on.
Granny Swift used to say, never sew with a hot needle and a burning thread. Reckon she'd be right disappointed in me tonight, what with the fire and all.
No, I got it. Here, help me get these knuckleheads out of the flaming circle of death we made for them.
I should drain both of you dry. You tried to kill us.
Please be here. Please be here. Oh, the box. I found it.
Hey, big guy. Everything okay in there?
It's small. Was Dad really ever this small? This wouldn't fit me. I don't get it. Dad was always so big.
It's a dead brilliant sweater, mate.
I feel kind of silly now, just holding it.
What's wrong with just holding it? It's a memory. Believe me, that's enough.
Overachievers, I owe you guys an apology.
No worries. I get it. Thanks, though, for letting me find it. You have no idea what it means just to look at it again.
Sweet merciful crap! My shop! What happened to my shop?
Oh no, it's the overachievers.
You dinks seriously felt the need to crash our Christmas party? How desperate for attention can you get?
Stop, stop. It wasn't their fault. It was mine. And Lorelei's. Mostly mine, little bit Lorelei's.
Joel's right. It was mostly him.
I'm sorry, guys. I just wanted to have my dad's old sweater before Christmas.
What the? Cosmo, are you nuts? You could have just told me. I would have found it, cleaned it up, and sent it over to you. We're pals, remember?
I don't know. The last couple of times feels like we were more like enemies.
Okay, yeah, I guess things are weird right now.
Understatement of the year.
But family's family, Cosmo. Especially on Christmas.
Well, I got what I came for. I guess it's time to start hitting that old dusty trail.
Wait.
Wait, it's snowing, it's late, we have holes in the roof to fix, apparently. Why don't you all just stay here? We can call a truce just for tonight.
Okay, but does truce mean I can use the bathroom?
I believe that is the direct translation, yes.
Well, I don't feel like getting electrocuted again tonight, so I guess I'm staying too.
A toast to all the super people in my life, even the ones who try to kill me sometimes. You make me grateful to just be normal old Joel Vickers.
Indeed. I know my mucking about has had a fair hand to play in your misfortunes this year, and I want you all to know I can fix it. I know I can, and I will. In fact, you could even say it's my superpower. Well, that and dancing. Hit it, Joel!
By Night will return in 2019, but in the meantime, you can leave us comments for us on our website, duelinggenre.com. Follow us on Twitter, at Geek by Night, or join the Geek by Night listener group on Facebook. Help Geek by Night continue producing episodes by supporting the show on Patreon at duelinggenre.com/support, where you'll gain access to exclusive scripts and podcasts featuring interviews with the cast and crew only for Patreon members. Geek by Night is executive produced by Scott Corelli, Nick Jimenez, and Cassandra Fredrickson. Co-executive produced by Ray Russo and Chelsea Kern. Associate produced by Ed Foster. Starring Matt Mazel as Elliot Markowitz. Naomi Wong as Lorelei Swift. Ray Russo as Gwen Allen. Chris O'Connor as Jeff Gibson. Chelsea Kern as Gretchen West. Andrew Ball as Simon Holt. Morgan Spencer as Mindy Gibson. Scott Tofty as Max Carmichael. And Zach Luna as Joel Vickers. Also starring Paul Mackey as Cosmo Peters, Kristen Miller as Janet Stokely, Natalie Van Sistine as Madison Powers, and Mark Allen Jr. as The Ire. Additional voice work by Nicholas Andrew Louie and Emma Myers. Casting by Chelsea Kern. Holiday Special 2018 written by Scott Corelli, Nick Jimenez, and Cassandra Fredrickson. Directed and edited by Scott Corelli. Geek by Night theme by Zach Gibson. Original score and final mix by Scott Tofty. Credits read by Brian Brown. Geek by Night created by Scott Corelli. All characters in this work are entirely fictitious. Any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Copyright 2018 Dueling Genre Productions. Happy holidays and thanks for listening.